I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political and social fallout continues today in the United States. On Friday, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which said abortion was a constitutional right. The court's decision puts abortion back on the state level of governance instead of federal. A decision like this, affecting millions of people, is an immediate call to prayer. Chris Ruge oversees PrayerCast, MNN's sister ministry. The group activates prayer using media and the arts.
We should be praying for women who have had abortions, for men, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles who have encouraged or forced abortion. We should be praying for abortion providers, doctors and nurses who have been involved in this, pleading that God would transform lives.
And extremist violence in northern Nigeria threatens the existence of rural communities. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says it's causing people to leave the countryside and pour into the cities.
I had a team that was traveling around northern Nigeria late March and early April, and this is the first time that we've ever been in Nigeria where to travel on the roads out in the more rural areas, we actually had to have a security team.
Nigerian Christians often suffer the brunt of violence from groups like Boko Haram or the Islamic State of West Africa province. Despite this, people are flocking to Christianity. Recently, Spoken celebrated the planting of a church in a small Nigerian village. All of the members are new Christians, and all of them are oral learners. Ask God to build and strengthen Nigeria's church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.